U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch will hold a community policing forum in Seattle today. But on the eve of her visit, community police reformers said they were frustrated by the DOJ's oversight process in Seattle. The Community Police Commission says it's been denied a seat at the table. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Seattle's Community Police Commission was created as part of the federal consent decree to change practices at the Seattle Police Department. But the group's volunteers, police and civilians, say they've been putting in long hours for little return. Commission member Aaron Williams is the senior pastor at Mount Zion Baptist Church. He told DOJ officials in a meeting Wednesday that the CPC needs a more formal role, not an advisory one, especially since the DOJ is using Seattle as a model for other cities like Cleveland.
It was the community's voice that brought the DOJ here. And for them to say that the CPC doesn't have a place at the table is really saying that the community doesn't have a place at the table. So I think it's important that if we're going to be a model for other cities, that this kind of mentality has to be dealt with.
And Anita Gupta, DOJ's top civil rights official, assured the commission she is listening.
There are a lot of communities looking at what you are doing, acknowledging the important role that you play in this work.
A big issue for the commission right now is body cameras for police officers. The DOJ just awarded Seattle $600,000 to buy them, but commission members oppose use of the cameras until state law is changed to better protect people's privacy. Gupta says the federal funding doesn't compel SPD to use cameras before these concerns are vetted.
When the DOJ gives these grants, it isn't at all to dictate kind of what the parameters are, how this money should be used, what the policies are that should be implemented.
The CPC also released a statement asking that community members be invited into the police reform process rather than having to fight their way into conversations. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.